Blog Talk Radio.
Peace to the ancestors. Yes. Peace to Dr. Cornel West. Yes. Peace to the movement. Yes. We came from the bottom. Ever since they got us, we've been going through these problems. 400 years behind, and it's no promise that we gon' never actually be equal, to be honest. It's messed up how they put us in chains, kidnapped our language and changed our names. But when we speak Ebonics, then they call it a shame. They leave us with a couple options, rob us, slang. Now we locked up again. How much can our skin take? We went from slaves to inmates, carrying the weight of the 50 states, working your forms. Black nannies carrying white babies in their arms. Black men sacrifice their lives in your wars, but you'll never show appreciation here at home. You treat us so damn wrong. You act like you hate my race. The police, they just beat us in the streets like an 808 base. America, when will you defend my case? You never will, cause your freedom is fake. I'm only living here cause I'm willing to get paid enough to round up all my family and shake.
Case scenario might work till a couple of quirks. Can't call it pancakes cause you're poor some syrup. It's a whole lot bigger than a pretty new house, especially when the rodent's still running about. P. Diddy running marathons, racing dough. That's going to the school where the tax money go. Homeland Security, now there's a phenomenon. Pacifying folks by hanging Saddam. Troops still riding, still obliging, still no Bin Laden. Tuned in waiting for the president's announcements. No 40 acres. Take these 40 ounces. We ain't gonna get on the levees. Revolution televised early.
America,
is you ready?
Why you wanna treat me so cold, America?
Forced to climb and shit and have your back. Have you beat and lost your mind? Especially when you done been down for so much time. Getting up don't even really ever cross your mind. You got pawn shop, gun shop, liquor store sign. SWAT team, crack fiends, unemployed line. Stay late, dollar short, trying to buy time. What we do to survive is defined as a life of crime. You can't ball, then you forced to grind. If you fall, then you cross the line. And I've been putting in work from 9 to 5 and 5 to 9. Since phone calls cost a dime. What it made me is one of the relevant, highly intelligent. Brothers not only dealing with the same drug selling. If I'm a hustler, then what's more American? We all founded on the same thug heritage.
Why you wanna treat me so cold?
This is Dr. Mary Lee Live. We're on Saturday morning, July 11th. Here in our studio, just here to talk about an article. I wanted to talk about a situation that is that I just became aware of just last night. In case some of you don't know, Dr. Mary Lee Live airs every Wednesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're talking about 400 years of entrepreneurship, and we're sponsored, you know, Nick Cannon's father, and who is also our co-host, and Dr. Tatum on Wednesday nights, and Michael Tynes is our youth co-host. And we come on, we talk about entrepreneurs and our Black community building Black commerce in our Black neighborhood. But this morning, I'm here. This is a special special broadcast in regards to this article that I saw late last night that I've been able to get off of my mind, and I'm going to read it to you here in a second, regarding the Detroit public schools that are opening, you know, back up, just starting Monday, the 13th. I was totally taken back with seeing this. I absolutely could not believe what I was reading, that the schools are actually opening up for these vulnerable Black children and their families on this Monday, day after tomorrow. So, and I totally feel that this is a white racist attack against our Black children in Detroit. And we're here, part of Dr. Mary Lee Live, soul for airing and being here doing these entrepreneur talks is to save Black lives, to save our children. And that's what we're here to do, on to save our children in this Detroit school system. And we're inviting any and every concerned professional to join us in this effort. I'm just totally, completely livid about it. So we want you to join us live for the next 4 days. We're going to endeavor to provide this platform for you to come on and talk 24/7 today through Tuesday to Detroit Black students from the systemic racism. I feel that it's a Black COVID-19 attack. We are demanding, we being concerned Black professionals, taking action against systemic racism of 400 years. We're here to stop the exploitation of that's going on in our Black neighborhood. So we are demanding, we're here to take action, because silence is not an option for me. To watch going on in this country and to have lived this systemic racist environment for my lifetime, I'm just at the point now of I can't take it anymore. I cannot take it, and I will not take it anymore. I'm not going to sit down and be silent and not do anything, not speak out, not do anything against what is going on. We're demanding that the Detroit school superintendent and the state of Michigan create a safe plan for innocent black children to learn. You can call in. You can join this show by calling 845-241-9836 to join the conversation. So, first off, who are we? We are concerned black professionals, okay? We invite any and all black people, professionals, in whatever your entrepreneurial or business or your profession, you know, doesn't matter who, what type of professional you are. It doesn't matter what type of work you do, your profession, your professional in what you do. We want you to join us. We want you to speak out against what is happening in Detroit right now as we speak. I'm wondering why, how did it get this far that Monday kids are going back to school in Detroit, summer school. Oh, I'm going to read an article here in a second. But during the planning process, my question is, why didn't someone speak out? Why didn't someone with, you know, all of your supposedly skills and information, knowledge, and your access to, you know, all of the tools that are available in this country and all of the money that is in this country, why couldn't another system be designed to keep our children safe? To keep our children safe, not just our children, but likely in Detroit, likely their grandmothers are raising them. So we have a vulnerable population all the way around. So, okay, I'm just extremely, extremely upset about this. I'm going to read the article. And thing that caught my eye is Detroit Public Schools are scheduled to open their doors Monday for the start of summer classes. It would be the first time schools will welcome back students for face-to-face instruction since the district closed in response to the coronavirus pandemic. Superintendent Nicolai Vita said he sees a desperate demand for in-person learning, and that online teaching isn't a one-size-fits-all approach. Now, that really makes me upset, okay? He sees a desperate demand. I'd like to know who else with him sees this desperate demand. How many medical doctors have been contacted and brought to the table while this was being planned or being discussed, okay? But he sees a desperate demand for in-person learning, okay, and that the online teaching isn't a one-size-fits-all. Not only is the online teaching a one-size-fits-all, your in-class teaching is not a one-size-fits-all as it has been for more than 100 years. You've been trying to fit this country throughout this world. Everyone who is in operating within the educational system as it is today, 100 years old. Mr. Vitti, address that situation. Address why are we still operating within a 100-year educational system, and we're forcing it to fit all? But during a pandemic, when our black children, this entire world is shut it down, you're ready to bring black kids back into the classroom. It makes absolutely no sense. None whatsoever. And I don't care not one as to who sat at that table and planned this and approved it, and you're opening up doors to my race. I can't appreciate that. None whatsoever. Not any at all. So the online learning wasn't ideal, and our children have fallen farther behind. Oh, my God. Hasn't this world fallen farther behind? But what's the difference in the children in Oakland County and other parts of the state of Michigan who have fallen behind, and the black children? You're saying our children. Mr. B, I don't know whether you have children or not, but are you sending your children to school? Your children not behind? These children were behind before school, before the pandemic. They were behind before the pandemic. Of course they're going to be behind. All over this country. So just because they're behind, you're going to bring them into the schools, further expose them one to another, you know, increasing the opportunity for the spread of COVID-19, when it's already stated that the black communities, the black population is the most vulnerable population and really in the world. But you're going to bring them back in school as if you're going to say the online situation is not one to fit all, okay? Just as we should be providing our children with more than one option of learning, more than one different pattern of learning, we can take that same thing and adapt it for them to learn at home. So, why can't we just, maybe hire some mentors, online mentors, more mentors? We already know that in the black community, you're going to find families who are not prepared or don't have the ability to tutor and to teach. So, provide the computer and provide the instructions online. There are so many, and you know this, Mr. VD. You know this. You know that there are tons of online tutoring plans and opportunities. You guys use it. Other races are utilizing it. These different types of tutoring and mentoring online systems, platforms. But we can't buy any of those for Detroit Public Schools. We have to expose our children to this COVID-19 virus, this novel virus that is still being studied. Oh, I can't buy that, and I won't. I won't. I would do everything and say everything I can possibly do and say and think of to do to save my black children. My black children, okay? Beattie said that online instruction, additional stress on working parents. Okay, working parents. I wonder how many working parents are in the poverty-stricken inner city Detroit. Okay, that's a question I have. working parents and could continue to leave behind thousands of students who don't have the family support to navigate virtual learning. They don't have the family support because they don't know how to use, they don't have the know-how. They don't have the know-how in the Black community. This is this know-how just happens in the privileged white families, okay? We all know without even talking about it, homes that the Black children in Detroit primarily are coming from at risk, from these at risk, low income, poverty stricken, not only poverty stricken, but their extreme poor health, not enough food. Many of them are homeless, but you're going to say they don't have the family support. How can they have the family support? It is your job, Mr. V. It is your job, and I repeat it, to keep our children safe. It is the state of Michigan's job to keep our children safe. So even at the onset of this pandemic, you guys didn't know this from all of your from your statistics, from all your data, that we're dealing with low income families. We're dealing with families, single parent families in poverty stricken communities. Schools from the very beginning planned extra mentoring, online mentoring. And not only that, what about case management? What about, because we are in a pandemic, we are in a health crisis. Not only that, we're in a racist pandemic as well. You guys know that, you're not crazy. So you know exactly what you're doing. You don't care. You know, at the top of this article, it says, what teachers will need for protection when schools reopen? My goodness. What will the teachers need for protection when the schools reopen? So now what that says to me is that the teachers are going to have to be protected from the children. But it doesn't, what about the children being protected from the other family, from the other children family? Because we know how this COVID-19 trickles down, or how contagious, how it passes from one individual to another. But we're going to bring these children in who first of all, probably most of them, I'm sure, haven't been wearing masks because their families probably can't afford masks. So now you got to teach them how to wear masks all day long. You think that's going to work? But you got to be sure to protect the teachers. So, okay, that's what this here says. Is it safe to reopen schools even this fall? That's the question throughout this entire world, let alone the state of Michigan and the city of Detroit. But you're going to open up schools this summer, summer school on Monday, July 13th. So they don't have the family support. They do have the family support in as much as they have the ability to provide. Without help. And the help is not bringing our children into a public school system where you're going to have teachers and, you know, probably behind shields to protect them. It's not fair. It is not right. Yes, I said it, and I'll say it again. It is not fair. It's not right. It's a racist move against our black community, our black neighborhoods, our young black vulnerable children and families. And I cannot appreciate it. I cannot appreciate it. I'm not going to sit here and not attempt to let the world know that we're being attacked. First, Flint water killing our kids, not just Flint water. I understand Benton Harbor, Michigan water, and others. Okay, but I'm going to go on with this article. I'm not done with it yet. The district adopted a $23 million plan to ensure digital access for its student population of more than 50,000. Every K-12 student will have a device and internet access, Beebe said. Okay, $23 million plan to ensure digital access. School, they have to physically go to school to get access? That's just a question. I don't know. I'm just looking at what you said here. I'm just reading what you said. Why can't they have with $23 million plan? It says to ensure digital access. So I do understand and know that many children in other parts of this country, the children have been provided with computers at home. My question is, and I don't know how many of these, so with this $23 million plan, we can't add mentoring, we can't add tutoring, we can't add a case management. It's not making any sense at all, none whatsoever. On Monday morning, students and staff members will answer questions. Students now will answer questions on a health form and have their temperatures checked. They will be required to wear masks. Now the children got to wear masks all day long. I don't know how many hours, but all day long. And social distancing will be a priority. I understand that. But how are we going to manage social distancing within a school district that is already challenged socially, financially, economically, health, mental health, and physical health? So how are we going to manage all these deficits that are already at home in the classroom after being out of the classroom and shuttering away from people for all these months already? Detroit schools are also disinfecting classes and buses daily and accepting fewer students per class. Some 4,000 parents signed up for voluntary summer school. Now, what gets me in there is the 4,000 parents and voluntary. Now, I question whether it's really, really, really voluntary. Yeah, I question whether or not that this, the educational level of the people who have volunteered their children to be exposed to this COVID-19 really understood that it's voluntary. You know, when you approach how did you present this to them? Did you sit down and explain to them that we're going to do these things, but your child possibly can be exposed to the COVID-19, that this situation might or could, it is a big risk. Did you sit down and explain that to these parents, to these grandparents? Was it clearly understood, or were they told, like here in this earlier statement, that the children are going to be behind, that they're losing their that there's a desperate demand that they return back to school, or else they might not pass? How did you approach them? Based on this article, you're using words like desperate. Sees a desperate demand. But you're going to go back over here and say that it was voluntary. You can't, I can't buy that. I can't buy that you made it absolutely clear to the families involved that this was voluntary, or that it was not a desperate demand. You're contradicting yourself here. This is extreme contradictory. It's a desperate demand, but it's voluntary. Makes no sense to me. None whatsoever. So about 300 teachers signed up for 180 spots to teach in person. We need to be flexible and listen to what works for each family. That's a statement, but did you really do that? I'd be curious. I would love to see a survey. Were the families surveyed? Maybe you did, maybe you didn't. I don't know, and it really at this point it doesn't matter, because while this was in the planning stages, someone should have had our children's best interest more at heart. Not only the children, but you already know that most of the parenting is done by grandparents these days, particularly in these low-income, poverty-stricken communities. You already know that. I agree. You said that it's best to offer both virtual and in-person instruction. Yes, but not until it's safe to go back. Why are we still shuttering throughout this state of Michigan and throughout this country? Why are we still closing? We got restaurants opening and closing, churches going, and then got to close back again. What are you going to do that's so much more miraculously different than what has already been proven throughout this world when there have been attempts to reopen? Not just schools. I just read somewhere, can't remember where it was at right now, where there were 83 summer campers that went to summer camp and now infected with the coronavirus. But what's going to be so different about Detroit bringing 4,000 kids? This would be massive slaughter of our people, massive infection of our people, in a situation where the children will not and cannot be controlled. But you got 180 spots to teach in person. 4,000 parents signed up the children. It doesn't say in here how many students that we have, that the 180 teachers in person are going to have to manage during the day. teachers will work a full school day, dividing their time between online teaching and in-person instruction. Okay, so there's your online teaching and in-person instruction. I don't understand why we can't be at home, why these children cannot be at home, and you budget some of this $23 million that you have for, I love to see how you've allocated the funds, actually, that your community, the parents needs to see how the funds are allocated. Because you seems here that what you're presenting is that there's a desperate demand. There's no other alternative, but you've got $23 million to work with. But the only alternative is to bring them back to school. What are you going to do? How is the money out budgeted? That's what I'd like to know. And for how long? What period of time? What period of time does this $23 million plan cover? I mean, here in this article, it's not outlined. So how much is going towards administration? How much is going toward buildings? How much is going towards materials, equipment? And why can't some of it go to case management and create some more community jobs? That's what I'd like to know. I mean, these families need the case management to be even without the pandemic. Yes, families, parents are going to say, yeah, my kid can go. Parents, not just in this poverty-stricken community, in these poverty-stricken cities. I mean, everyone throughout this world is stressed. Right now is at a high level of stress because they're at home. So you're just going to exploit these kids and these families. They're tired. They want to get rid of their kids anyway. And so this is an out for them. So we're going to operate a Tuskegee experiment on vulnerable Black innocent children. This is absurd. I can't say that I can't believe it because I do believe it. I understand systemic racism. I'm Black. I've been Black my entire life. And I've worked throughout this country my entire life. And I've worked in Fortune 500 companies. I know what goes on. I know how you plan. I've been in the boardroom. You know why? Because I take shorthand. So I've been in a lot of white boardrooms as the invisible woman while planning has been going on in my neighborhood as if I wasn't sitting in the room. So I know how these things here happen, okay? I know how it happens. Beatty said the state's largest school district is well positioned to fund additional safety measures for the fall. DPS, Detroit Public Schools, can buy personal protective gear for every student and staff member, implement training, and use temperature check machines and mandated masks. Michigan has seen about 75,000 COVID-19 cases, including more than 6,200 deaths, according to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. Some teachers have legitimate health issues. Oh, the teachers have health issues and should have the option to teach online for their well-being, Beatty said. Well, I'd be damned. I will be damned. The children have legitimate health issues. However,
our black neighborhoods don't have any legitimate health issues when they're dealing with drugs, and I mean legal drugs, okay? Overdiagnosis of diabetes and all of these other health problems. But the teachers have legitimate health issues and should have the option. I'm certain that you did not predict. I'm not going to say speculating or whatever. I'm absolutely sure that you did not present a case of safety to these families who are allowing their children to be. And we're going to talk, and we're going to be professionals on here who's going to continue to talk about the danger of your plan. And we're demanding a safe plan for the health of our black children and their families in the city of Detroit. In the city of Detroit, this is absolutely unacceptable. And we're not going to sit down and not talk about it. We're going to talk about it, and we're going to organize, and we want to see the budget. We want to see where and who's going to be earning the monies from this $23 million plan that you have for the city of Detroit, for these children and their families. Because I really don't feel that their well-being and has been taken into serious consideration. I don't understand how these children who are absolutely not going to be distant, be able to be distant all day. This has already been tried and tested. What you're doing has already been tried and tested, and it didn't work. So I'm not getting it. I'm absolutely not getting it at all. None whatsoever. We're going to take a break.
Peace to the ancestors. Yes. Peace to Dr. Cornell West. Yes. Peace to the movement. Yes.
We came from the bottom. Ever since they got us, we've been going through these problems. 400 years behind, and it's no promise that we gon' ever actually be equal, to be honest. It's messed up how they put us in chains, kidnapped our language and changed our names. But when we speak Ebonics, then they call it a shame. They leave us with a couple options, rob or slain. Now we locked up a game. How much can our skin take? We went from slaves to inmates, carrying the weight of the 50 states, working your forms. Black nannies carrying white babies in their arms. Black men sacrifice their lives in your wars, but you'll never show appreciation here at home. You treat us so damn wrong. You act like you hate my race. The police, they just beat us in the streets like an 808 base. America, when will you defend my case? It never will, cause your freedom is fake. I'm only living here cause I wanna get paid enough to round up all my family and shake.
Get up, get up, get up, get up, get up.
Case scenario, might work till a couple of quirks. Can't call it pancakes cause you pour some syrup. It's a whole lot bigger than a pretty new house, especially when the rodent's still running about. P. Diddy running marathons, racing dough. That's going to the school where the tax money go. Homeland Security, now there's a phenomenon. Pacifying folks by hanging Saddam. Truth still riding, still obliging.
still no Bin Laden. Tuned in waiting for the president's announcements. No 40 acres, take these 40 ounces. We ain't gonna get on the levees. Revolution televised early. Is you ready?
Why you wanna treat me so cold? America, I done gave you all that I own. America, took me from my mama so young. America, locked me up and gave me your name.
When you steady being forced to climb instead of how you back, have you beat and lost your mind? Especially when you done been down for so much time. Getting up don't even really ever cross your mind. You got pawn shop, gun shop, liquor store sign. SWAT team, crack fiends, unemployed line. Stay late, dollar short, trying to buy time. What we do to survive is defined as a life of crime. You can't fall, then you forced to grind. If you fall, then you cross the line. And I've been putting in work from 9 to 5 and 5 to 9. Since phone calls cost a dime. What it made me is one of the relevant, highly intelligent brothers not only dealing with that same drug selling. If I'm a hustler, then what's more American? We all founded on the same thug heritage.
Why you wanna treat me so cold? America, I done gave you all that I own. America, took me from my mama so young. America, locked me up and gave me your name.
America, 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 you know the black freedom movement, constitution, moral conscience, you know we've been trying to redeem. These leather nations are trying to render us soulless. So we are our soulful people, the blues people. We've been keeping alive the same banner of democracy.
Hello, hello. We are back. This is Dr. Mary Lee Live. Today we're talking about the Detroit Public Schools reopening in 2 days with summer school for 4,000 students. We are concerned Black professionals taking action against systemic racism of 400 years, 400 years of continued exploitation of Blacks in our Black neighborhoods. I don't know if you were here earlier, but we are talking about the is it safe to reopen Detroit schools on Monday, July 13th. The Detroit schools are scheduled to open their doors for the start of summer classes. The superintendent of Vichy said he sees a desperate demand for in-person learning and that online teaching isn't a one-size-fits-all approach. And we know that not only is online teaching not a one-size-fits-all approach, we know in-person teaching is not a one-size-fits-all approach. So it's just as important to address, which hasn't happened through over the past more than 100 years in this school system, the systemic racist school system. It hasn't happened within the teaching methods haven't changed really at all in the Black neighborhood. And that's what we're concerned about. That's what we're talking about. To state that it is a desperate demand to reopen doesn't state, that's not saying that it's voluntary, because as you're making it, presenting it as a desperate demand to the public, it had to present it as a desperate demand to the families and to the parents, to the grandparents primarily. I'd love to know how many of the grandparents, how many of the children are actually being being raised by the grandparents. So, and we already know that the older population is more vulnerable because many of them have underlying medical conditions that that actually can present just many more problems for getting the opportunity for them to get this COVID-19. So I'm not happy about it, and I want you to know that I'm not happy about it, and that I'm going to talk about it. And I'm inviting, you know, any and everyone out there who are concerned about these children. This is not a debate. This is not a debate. We want people to come on here who have data, we want professionals to come on here who are out there and working in the within the COVID-19 environment. We want medical doctors. We want psychologists. We want community activists. We want allies, Black community allies, to speak up, speak out. Silence is not an option when we could possibly cause the opening of these schools could cause so many more infections. And we know that they will, because it's already happened. It's already happened in other places that attempted to open up. So what is the big difference in Detroit? What is the big difference? We just saw a few days ago where there was some summer camp with 80 plus students, 80 some plus kids that were at camp, and so many have been infected, and the camps had to close down. So what is the difference? What is the difference? The difference, what is the difference? I don't understand. Don't understand how it is okay to expose our children, our innocent black children, to this COVID-19. I don't get it. I don't get it. There's an article here, and certainly the state of Michigan is also, I think, should be held accountable, accountable as well for any sicknesses, illnesses, any COVID-19 result of this opening up of the schools, when you're trying to keep everybody safe, keep the young black kids safe. Governor Gretchen Whitmer urged residents Thursday, Thursday, to wear masks to stem the spread of COVID-19, and cautioned that the state is considering making mask requirements tougher as new cases of the virus increase. Wow. New cases are increasing. How are we going to get children to really take precautions, wear these masks all day long? Adults have problems wearing masks all day long and being instructed. I mean, we're already stressed to no end right now. But now the kids are going to be expected to, just like with this desperate demand, get back in school and start learning with masks on your face and stay 6 feet apart from everybody. It just isn't making sense to me at all. During a press conference in Lansing, and this was Thursday, a day before yesterday, by the way, in Lansing, Whitmer suggested people wear ones with political statements printed on them that says, "I hate masks." And she emphasized the state's current policy requires people to wear mask coverings in enclosed public spaces. "We are reviewing that requirement and considering whether or not we need to take this a step further to strengthen compliance," she says, "because we cannot let our guard down. We cannot afford to play loose with the rules. We cannot let our guard down." Are we not letting our guard down when we allow these children to come to school? If we, in fact, if COVID-19 hasn't been resolved to control mechanisms are being in place enough to keep everybody safe, if we're still being required to wear masks, why are we sending kids to school? Why are we sending these poor children to school Monday? Well, we still don't have solutions worldwide. Not only that, we don't have solutions worldwide. We're still shuttered in. we're still being shuttered. I don't quite understand that. If the children are having problems at home with access, the school has a $23 million funding to ensure that the children have access. So how much of that money is has been allocated for direct services? I mean, direct services. I mean, that is a substantial amount of funds to ensure that the children have access. Would part of that having access include instruction, extra mentoring? It would seem to me that it would. I don't quite get it. But it's so bringing the children to the school, you know, with the 108 teachers for 4,000 children to do in person, something that can definitely be achieved. These children, this new generation, this generation of children are very astute when it comes to technology. They pick it up in the womb, it seems like. So with additional instruction online, what I hear you saying is that they're not capable of learning. It makes no sense. It makes absolutely no sense at all. But others can learn online. The governor made the comments Thursday as health officials cautioned that Michigan is nearing a tipping point with the spread of COVID-19. This was just day before yesterday. Okay, just day before yesterday. Day after tomorrow, our kids are going to be in school. And so it's nearing a tipping point with the spread of COVID-19. And as this week is on pace to bring the most new cases of the virus since May. Wow. Michigan is near a tipping point with the spread of COVID-19. And as this week is on pace to bring the most new cases of the virus since May, but you're going to send our kids to school. You're going to send our kids to school. And then in here make the statement, question, the teachers will need, what will the teachers need for protection when schools reopen? What will the teachers need for protection? This is a money thing, and I already know it. I already know that the budget is allowing for more people, other people, vendors and other personnel and administrators to pad their own pockets, I venture to say. I just want to see the budget. Whitmer said in response to a question that she is looking to taking more steps in the coming days that would encourage better compliance with the mask requirement. So this week, we're in the week that is on pace to bring the most new cases, quote, of the virus since May. I'll be damned. Under a current executive order, a Michigan resident must wear a mask covering over their nose and mouth
within any enclosed public space unless the individual is unable medically to tolerate a face covering. Now, medically, not being able to tolerate a face covering. So we already know that poor black children in Detroit have the highest cases of asthma and other breathing problems that possibly wearing a mask could aggravate. I'm not a doctor. There will be some doctors on as we go 24/7 over the next 3 to 4 days, over the next 4 days. But so these children are going to be mandated to wear masks. You're going to take their temperatures. You're going to ask them some health questions. Now, will one of those health questions be about any allergies that possibly might be in the materials that these masks are made from? Or do they have asthma or claustrophobia or other types of emotional or conditions that where wearing a mask for long periods of time all day would not be suitable? I'm concerned. I am a concerned professional, and I am inviting other concerned professionals to join in this conversation over the next few days, because we feel that there should be a safer method of teaching our children at home, safe, online, for now, as the world is doing it. This is what we're asking for. So right now, there are currently no penalties for violating the requirement for face covering, according to the Attorney General, Dana Nessel's office. Whitmer said the last thing she wants to do is to be doling out lots of penalties. The governor said her administration is examining the best ways to encourage compliance. So we know just from this statement that it's under consideration. Penalties are under consideration for not wearing these masks. Businesses are asking for tougher rules on masks so they can point to them as the law of the land to enforce the policy better, Whitmer says. You know, if the virus has to be managed, it has to be controlled, it has to, that the same as the flu and others. I mean, we already know that part of this virus is, I'm not a chemist and or medical doctor, but SARS is a relative virus to this COVID-19 virus, coronavirus. So right now it is required, and for some reason people don't seem to know that, she says. But to make it a law of the land is very, very strong position, powerful position to take that would definitely create issues and problems for many, many, many black people, period. So on Tuesday, Whitmer told CNN that Michigan would impose new restrictions aimed at stemming the spread of the virus. if COVID-19 numbers continue to grow, and they are growing. So if the COVID-19 virus is continuing to numbers continue to grow, why are we sending these kids to school? She said she would be prepared to take the heat over it. How COVID cases are trending, which is very, very important in this sending our kids back to school business. Michigan had a 6-week high for newly confirmed infections last week, surpassing 2,500 cases during the week ending July 4th. But our kids, our Black kids, are going back to school. The doors are opening up for 4,000 children to go and be exposed, possibly contract this COVID-19, this coronavirus, and take it back home to the rest of the family. Somebody just don't care, which I know they just don't like us like that. They don't care about us. I'm saying it, yet I'm like, I already know you don't care about me. From my own lifetime experiences, you don't care. You don't care. So Michigan just had a 6-week high, newly confirmed infections last week. Next week, kids going to school, okay? The average number of new cases for the past 7 days is up to 430 a day, with an average of 338 a day for the previous 7-day period, according to state data. But you feel it is okay that it is a desperate demand for our children, our Black kids in the city of Detroit, to go to school. Justify it. This is injustice. This is racist injustice by white supremacy. The coronavirus positivity rate in Michigan, the percentage of those testing positive for the virus out of those tested overall, is relatively low at 3.6% as of Wednesday, but increasing. Last week, positive rate was 2.8%. So it has gone from 2.8% to 3.6%. It is increasing. However, you are justifying our children going back to school and being exposed to this. It makes no sense to me. A national nonprofit that's been monitoring the spread of COVID-19 says Michigan is at a high risk. Keep in mind, this is day before yesterday. Good kids are going back to school day after tomorrow. A national nonprofit that's been monitoring the spread of COVID-19 says Michigan is at a double underline, red line, under these words, high risk of an outbreak. High risk of an outbreak. Michigan is at a high risk of an outbreak. However, it is okay for the Black kids to go to school in the midst of this high risk of an outbreak, less than a month after listing the state as on track to contain the virus. But now
is at a high risk of an outbreak. COVID Act Now, a group of technologists, epidemiologists, health experts, and public policy leaders moved the state into the category of high risk of an outbreak, listing the state's infection rate as high. On average, each person in Michigan with COVID is infecting 1.14 other people, the report, the website reads. On an average, each person in Michigan with COVID is infecting 1.14 other people. As such, the total number of active cases in Michigan is growing at an unsustainable rate. It's growing unsustainable rates, but you're going to put our kids out there in the midst of this unsustainable rate. Give me the logic behind this. I want to know. Not only do I want to know, you're going to hear from other concerned professionals who also want to know. Justify it. It is no justice. It is no justification for this type of desperate demand to put our kids back in a school, in a state. They're already in a vulnerable state of mind and health. Economic, but you're going to make it worse. Oh, it's okay that they die. They're black. Well, I be damned. Put your kids at risk. Not those that have my black skin. No. No. So, as such, I'm going to read it again. As such, the total number of active cases in Michigan is growing at an unsustainable rate. If this trend continues, the hospital system may become overloaded. Caution is warranted. Caution is warranted. However, Superintendent, Detroit Public Schools Superintendent, Mr. Vitti, says that it is a desperate demand to get our kids in a public school face-to-face learning situation. Well, really? What, is it about our children? Or that $23 million budget, which I haven't seen, that $23 million budget that is going to be allocated in different directions to go into the pockets and the homes and families of people taking care of themselves at home, but earning money from this budget. Oh, I am not happy about it. And I'm going to speak out. And I'm asking any and everybody who wishes to speak out to just call in to 845-241-9836 and talk about it. 845-241-9836, and we're going to talk about it. We're going to continue to talk about this because we're not going to sit and be silent while we have other professionals and data and groups of professional technologists, epidemiologists, health experts, and public policy leaders who have moved the state of Michigan to a high risk of an outbreak. As such, the total number of active cases is growing at an unsustainable rate. But they want to let our children go to school. If this trend continues, the hospital system will become overloaded. So caution is warranted. Are we taking caution in allowing these our children to go to school? Parents, keep your children at home. Demand a safer alternative. And there, trust me, $23 million. And I'm sure there's some more money somewhere that can assure safety measures at home for our children, as well as relief for you, mom, grandma, dad, other family members who are trying to help take care of these children during this shut-in, because there are case managers out there who also need job, who also need to go back to work, Mr. Vitti, and others in the state of Michigan, who can help these families emotionally deal with this at-home shuttering, the same as others are. I mean, people are getting counseling all over this country regarding the effects and the effects of being shut in. Why can't they also have it? Why isn't there a desperate demand to help our families psychologically, the most vulnerable? There are ways of doing this. We are asking professionals to join us in this conversation. We cannot allow, sit back silently, and allow 4,000 children that could possibly be infected in a state, a community where it's already growing at an attainable rate. Masks are not the answer. Masks are not the solution here. It is not. No case. The Michigan Coronavirus Task Force on Racial Disparities, which Whitmer herself created in April, recommended the training, according to the governor's office. Okay, this is the training to develop rules to require implicit bias training as part of the skills necessary for license registration and renewal of licenses for healthcare professionals. Okay, now why? Why is because COVID-19 has had a desperate impact on people of color due to a variety of factors. And we must do everything we can to address this disparity, Whitmer said in a statement. The evidence shows that training in implicit bias can make a positive difference. So today we are taking action to help improve racial equity across Michigan's healthcare system. So there are problems. There are problems already with the healthcare system in Michigan addressing the disparities of that that impacts our black people. And but they're going to be allowed to go back to school. So the training, you know, is to address these disparities and with health issues. Okay, this here was reported on Wednesday of this week. Okay, Michigan reported on Wednesday. That's what, a couple of days ago? This is Saturday morning. So this would be, what, 2 days ago? All right, on Wednesday, 11 new coronavirus deaths. 11. And confirmed 610 new cases, the highest single day case count in 7 weeks. The Michigan Department of Health and Human Services has tracked 67,683 cases of COVID-19 and 6,024 deaths through Thursday, through day before yesterday. As cases trend upward in Michigan and across the country, Whitmer said on Wednesday she's concerned about schools reopening in-person instruction in the fall, let alone the summer. Let alone day after tomorrow. Come on, people. Let's not let these people kill our children. Let's not do it. Now tell me this is not crazy. Tell me, it's contradictory. This school, these schools open up in Detroit is totally contradictory to everything in this article, everything that she made statements, and the data as of just this past Wednesday. But the superintendent is going to say that this is a desperate demand when the governor herself said on Wednesday that she is concerned about schools reopening in-person instruction upcoming this fall. This is asinine. Come on, people. She says, as a parent, as a governor, I want to get our kids back in in-person instruction. But we can't do it if it's not safe to. That's why the actions to date really matter. And our actions to date really matter. Concerned people out there, join us. I want you to come here. I want you to talk about this. I want us to take action. We are taking action. We are taking action to demand a safe system for our children to learn and not be exposed, not to continue to be exposed to this type of environment, their most vulnerable environment. We cannot let this here happen. I mean, we're talking everything that is going on with these schools opening up is totally, completely contradictory to evidence, to the statements made by our governor, the statements made, our data results, to the predictions, to how many cases new cases we're having daily. But you're going to put our kids at risk? Oh, no. No, we have to stop this. We have to. We cannot allow this here to happen to our children. Okay, you can join this conversation by calling 845 241-9836 throughout the next 4 days, Saturday through Tuesday. Just dial randomly. We don't know our set times, but we're working on 24/7. Call 845-241-9836 and join the conversation. You can do a presentation. We're opening this here, this platform up to you to do your own show. But we have to stop what is going on right now. This is Dr. Mary Lee. We are on every Wednesday night at 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, talking about 400 years of entrepreneurship, where we go from here. And we're rewriting the history. We're rewriting our history. I have a passion for entrepreneurship. I love my black people. I love my skin. And I'm out here to help save our black lives. Yes, our black lives do matter. Our black lives do matter. And I'm here to help in all underserved communities. We're about success. We are about building black economics. We're about black entrepreneurship. We're about what is the right thing to do. We're about doing COVID-19 for all, for us as a black people. We're asking you to join us. We're asking you to join us in this conversation over the next 4 days. We have to find a new solution for the Detroit public school children. I do not want to see any massive death and sickness of these babies making the news. No, no. Those that will make the news and those that will be covered up. I am totally fed up with what is going on in this systemic racism in this country. White supremacy. It is over. It is time to end, beyond time for it to end. And coronavirus, the Corona-19, the deaths that are happening, we've had it in our family. This is why I'm here. And we're going to stay here. We will talk again, check back. We're going to take a break, but we will be back here continually over the next through Tuesday, talking about the Detroit Public Schools sending black kids to school because it is a desperate demand, so states the superintendent of the Detroit Public Schools. Thank you.
Kidnapped our language and changed our names. But when we speak Ebonics, then they call it a shame. They leave us with a couple options. Rob us, slang, now we locked up a game. How much can our skin take? We went from slaves to inmates, carrying the weight of the 50 states. Working your forms. Black nannies carrying white babies in their arms. Black men sacrifice their lives in your wars. But you'll never show appreciation here at home. You treat us so damn wrong. You act like you hate my race. The police, they just beat us in the streets like an 808 base. America, when will you defend my case? You never will, cause your freedom is fake. I'm only living here cause I wanna get paid enough to round up all my family and shake.
Get up, get up.
Couple of quirks, can't call it pancake cause your pour some syrup. It's a whole lot bigger than a pretty new house, especially when the rodent's still running about. P. Diddy running marathons, racing dough. That's going to the school where the tax money go. Homeland security now, there's a phenomenon. Pacifying folks by hanging Saddam. Troops still riding, still obliging. Still no Bin Laden. Tuned in, waiting for the president's announcements. No 40 acres. Take these 40 ounces. We ain't gonna get on the levees. Revolution televised early. Is you ready?
Why you wanna treat me so cold, America?
Forced to climb and shit and have your back. Have you beat and lost your mind? Especially when you done been down for so much time. Getting up don't even really ever cross your mind. You got pawn shop, gun shop, liquor store sign. SWAT team, crack fiends, unemployed line. Stay late, dollar short, trying to buy time. What we do to survive is defined as a life of crime. You can't ball, then you forced to grind. If you fall, then you cross the line. And I've been putting in work from 9 to 5 and 5 to 9. Since phone calls cost a dime, what it made me is.